From National Public Radio and the Washington National Opera, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9.
It's one of the most popular and powerful plot devices in literature. The love potion. And why not? Washington National Opera General Director Plácido Domingo says it works every time.
Maybe if somebody wants to be in love with somebody, maybe he said, well, he drinks anything. I said, yes, you have given me a potion of love. And perfectly you can say, so what have you gave me? Do you gave me an elixir d'amore? It's very common. It's a very common phrase, you know, if you are really so much in love with somebody.
That common phrase, l'elixir d'amore, provides the engine and the title of the opera that Plácido Domingo is talking about, Donizetti's The Elixir of Love, where infatuation, rejection, and reconciliation abound, almost all of it induced by that powerful love potion, or so it seems. The Washington National Opera, Plácido Domingo's own opera company in the nation's capital, presents a complete performance of Donizetti's Elixir of Love, starring Elizabeth Futrell and Paul Groves, and conducted by Emmanuel Villaume from the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. That's The Elixir of Love by Donizetti on this edition of NPR World of Opera.